Welcome to Autism Parenting Magazine. I'm Debbie, and today I'm so excited to be speaking with Colleen from Karis Hills Camp. Colleen, welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here today.
Excellent. Before we jump into the questions, I do have a question about your unique name, Karis, which I almost mispronounced, but that is definitely something very different and unique. Is there any significance or meaning to that name?
Absolutely. Karis is a Greek word for grace and acceptance, which is something that we all need every day.
Absolutely, especially when we're talking about children on the spectrum. So that's so appropriate. So tell me about your summer camp. Who is it ideal for?
Our program, we're a small camp first and foremost. We have 50 campers at a time. And our program was developed for a special group of kids. About 80% of our campers are on the autism spectrum. Those children, those campers, typically are higher functioning. We have Asperger's, autism diagnosis, some PANDAS diagnosis. Kiddos as well come to camp that have ADHD, sensory integration issues, speech and language issues oftentimes, certainly campers who need the benefit of additional structure and supervision and have lots of built-in opportunities while they're at camp to work on social skills and make new friends.
That's great. And what's the typical age range of your campers?
We have different sessions for different age groups. We have four different sessions for campers that are ages 7 to 14, and then four other sessions for teens ages 13 through 18. And you can piggyback those sessions if the sessions are the age appropriate for more than 1 week. Depending on what your family's looking for.
That's great. And when we were speaking earlier off air, you mentioned that you have campers from all over the world. How is that? Where are you seeing that they come from? Where are you located?
We are located an hour northwest of the Fort Worth, Dallas area. And most of our campers do come from Texas or the surrounding states. But we've had campers from, we have campers from China, from the UK, from South America, Sweden. They really do come from all over. We pick up our campers, some campers fly into the Dallas-Fort Worth airports.
Wow, that is really exciting. About your activities, they're goal-oriented, so you play with a purpose. Give me some examples of the activities that you do that are not like a typical summer camp.
Well, I think it's important to note that we do many or most of the activities that you would have at a typical summer camp. However, we may tweak or change the rules a bit. In other words, we're not always focusing, we seldom focus on one team losing, the other team winning. But we're focusing on building skills in that particular area or activity, whether or not it's, you know, canoeing or kayaking or a sport. But we're also focusing on not just the skill development, but the social skills aspects that are in all of those activities. We have horses at camp. We have from miniature horses to, you know, a Hanoverian. But we do therapeutic riding and equine facilitated learning with those animals, not just horseback riding. We do an activity that's we started last year called Charm School in a Teacup. That's just talking about social skills for young girls. And we have a tea party at the end of the week. So we do some things that are a little bit different in addition to the typical camp activities. One One activity that kind of sets us apart is usually have a number of certified teachers on staff during the summer. And so we do an activity called NOVA that incorporates reading and math and language, but it's not your typical pencil and paper type of classroom activity. We've learned all about Chinese culture and art, and campers learn to speak Mandarin and learn different crafts. One NOVA class was about the Civil War, and you know, every day the instructors or the teachers dressed up as different Civil War characters, and their environment or their classroom was set up like a typical Civil War classroom. So we do some different things at camp as well.
That's really cool. It sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like it's so well-rounded. And you say that your counselors aren't typical counselors either, like you were mentioning. They really get into what they're doing.
And they're a bit older than your average camp counselor. We certainly don't utilize junior high and high school students. Typically, they are upper-level college students or graduate students, or they may have we've been very blessed to have a lot of counselors that are teachers and have the summers off, and they keep coming back to camp, usually until they get married. Unfortunately, a lot of them meet their spouses at camp. But they're a great group of individuals. We do not utilize volunteers as counselors because we have our counselors go through 2 weeks of training prior to camp. And so we want anyone that touches the life of a child at Karis Hills to have gone through our training program.
That's great. And I'm sure a lot of parents find comfort and security in that as well. Now, a lot of camps focus on, you know, the activities that you talked about, even the ones you tweak with the horseback riding, the outdoor activities. But some camps neglect cabin life. But I understand that you have a heavy focus on what goes on inside the cabins as well.
Well, as you can imagine, a lot of our campers need prompting, or they don't always need prompting to brush their teeth or take showers or whatever, but they definitely need someone that's checking to make sure that those skills, those tasks are being taken care of and done so properly. And honestly, most of our campers do need prompting, or they do need that extra watchful eye to make sure that that's happening. They don't spend a whole lot of time in their cabins because they're in activities all day long. We have a rest period in the afternoon. But while they're there, that's still a good time to connect with friends, to do cabin-related activities, work on cabin chairs, and do things like that. And so there's in each cabin, there's up to 9 campers and at least 3 counselors that live in the cabin. And then we actually send additional counselors into the cabins, in the morning, to help with just all of those morning routine things that need to be taken care of.
That's great. I wish I had a counselor here helping me with my son and doing those things sometimes. It could be challenging. What are some of the successes and benefits that you've seen from people that have been in your camping program?
Well, what we hear from parents quite often, first of all, is that they don't even know that their child can go to camp, that there is a camp that their child can go to and receive the supervision and direction support that they need. So them being able to come to camp and be successful at camp is huge. Coming to camp and making friends is huge for our campers and their families. We all long to be accepted, and unfortunately, that doesn't always happen. Sometimes in our neighborhoods, sometimes in our school settings, in our church settings, community. At Karis Hills, we provide the support that these children need. We help to facilitate relationships among the campers to make sure that there's that give and take and exchange of information in the way that we make friends and get to know one another. I think there's a lot of value in that. There's value in a child coming to camp and being away from mom and dad and getting up in the morning and finding their clothes and getting dressed and just that independence that you gain from being away from home.
Wow, that really, really is priceless and so much value in that. And I just can imagine that feeling of accomplishment and independence that comes along with that. Now, I know that it's winter time, but it's never too early to start thinking about summer camp, especially when you have special needs children. So when are your sessions and how do people register?
You register on our website, carishills.org. And registration opened about 2 weeks ago. We opened right around Thanksgiving, typically, and you can sign up for camp now. We also have spring family camps, which are weekend camps where the whole family comes out, and we're registration is open for family camps as well right now.
That's great. Can you tell me a little bit more about the family camps?
Each family camp has a specific focus. The two that we have left in spring of 2015, one is all about horses. We will spend the weekend for the whole family to learn about therapeutic riding centers, benefits of involving a horse in your child's development and your family's experience, what to look for in therapeutic riding centers. We will get out there with the horses and do some therapeutic riding. We will also do some kind of family relationship building, as well as individual confidence building, do some activities with the horses that do not involve riding them. So we'll be separated into a couple of different groups and do a number of things that weekend. There's also just opportunities to do fun things. I think there's probably a barn party on Saturday night, things like that. The other family camp that we are doing this spring, and both of these are in March, they're on our website, is what we're going to call, or what we're calling the Caris Way. And it's basically the behavioral program that we train our staff in, which is, it's really very simple. It's a lot of good old-fashioned positive reinforcement. But anyway, we will spend the weekend on Saturday morning, about three-quarters of the day. Any parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, caregivers, will come, and I think there's four different sessions that our staff will talk about the Caris Hills Way. And while the adults are attending those sessions, the children, whether they have a special need or not, any siblings that attend will be out doing fun camp activities. Typically, our camps begin on Friday afternoon, and they culminate after lunch on Sunday.
Sounds wonderful. Now, you mentioned your website, but I think if you wouldn't mind spelling that for our readers, because the name is so unique, I want to make sure that people can find you.
Sure. Caris is spelled CHARIS and then Hills, HILLS.org.
Great. And we're almost out of time, so is there anything else that we didn't talk about that you'd like to tell the readers?
I can't really think of anything, but I love to talk to parents on the phone to learn a little bit about their family, their child that might be coming to camp. We do frequent tours at camp. We have an open house in April. We also go around to different schools, primarily in the South, but if you ever hear about a special needs expo or an autism conference, let us know. We might just come have an exhibit booth and get to meet you in your hometown. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you. And as a parent of a child with autism, I really commend what you're doing, and I'm so grateful for your program. And I know it's helping so many families, which is what it's really about.
Well, so, we have the best campers ever. It's a blessing for us to be a part of it.
Colleen, thank you so much for your time. And I know a lot of people are going to be really curious about carousels and go look it up right after they watch this interview. So thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, you can get a free issue of the magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.